Morning Edition is looking ahead, way ahead, to the 2006 elections for Congress. We ask our two pollsters, Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Glenn Bolger, to examine how likely voters perceive the economy and how those perceptions may affect the party's fortunes at the ballot box 15 months from now. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The survey that Greenberg and Bolger did for Morning Edition shows that likely voters are quite unhappy with the economy. Only 43% of our respondents approved of the way President Bush was handling the economy. 53% disapproved. And after listening to a list of positive and negative indicators, such as record home ownership, low inflation, low unemployment, but also high gas prices, rising health care costs, and 3 million lost manufacturing jobs, 53% said the negative indicators told a more accurate story about the economy. Only 39% chose the positive view. But then, says Republican pollster Glenn Bolger, they asked another question.
Then we asked, how about your economic situation? And the numbers virtually flipped. 51% said, oh, it's positive. 41% said that it's negative. And that's strange because people are saying, you know, I'm in pretty good shape, but clearly the rest of the country is not. When you look at the economic data, the facts, the arguments, well, the country is in pretty good shape, but the perception is not there, and that's clearly not helping the president.
Marty Cooper, a homemaker from Alameda, California, is a case in point.
Right now, I think the economy is not as strong as it could be. I do look at the gas prices. I do look at the number of people I know that are either out of work or working multiple jobs to maintain, you know, a level of income.
But ask Cooper how the economy is affecting her own family, and you get a different story.
I'm fortunate in that my personal situation is good.
Cooper is a registered Republican, but she voted for John Kerry for president in 2004. Could she be persuaded to vote Democratic for Congress in 2006? The Democratic half of our polling team, Stan Greenberg, certainly hopes so.
The economy is a powerful issue in any election. We have, at this point, you know, a year and a half before the election, we have a situation where people think the economy is not going well. So if the election is about the economy, if voters are able to express their feelings about their living standards, about what's happening with prices, particularly for health care, their worries about gas prices, if there is an election where they're able to express those worries, it's one in which the Republicans go into it with considerable disadvantage.
But that's a big if. In the last two election cycles, Democrats were not able to turn voters' concerns about the economy to their advantage. One reason may be voters like Lewis Jackson, a retiree from Calamasa, California. He says he knows who's at fault for a weak economy.
I blame the president's policies. For example, when we were looking at a $5 trillion surplus when Clinton left office, and now we're looking at a $5 trillion deficit. That's an obligation that the country has to assume at some point.
Sounds like a potential Democratic voter for 2006. But Jackson plans to cast his ballot for his incumbent congressman, Republican Jerry Lewis.
I would vote for him. But other than that, I'd like to see a Democratic control of Congress.
Then there's Richard Patrick, a truck driver from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who thinks the economy is in poor shape. Healthcare and gas prices and good jobs are his top issues. And he says he doesn't like to see college graduates working at McDonald's. But the Democratic Party hasn't won him over.
You know, I'm a union member. I go to union meetings, and my particular union is very pro-Democrat. So I have a hard time going to these union meetings because they bring in candidates, and they all seem so full of it. You know, I can't sit and listen to them. They're trying to contradict their Republican candidate instead of telling us what they're going to do.
When our pollsters asked voters to rate their feelings on a thermometer, with 1 meaning completely cold and unfavorable, and with 100 meaning the warmest and most favorable, the Democratic Party scored slightly lower than the Republicans and several points lower than President Bush. Stan Greenberg.
The fact is the Democrats are viewed less favorably than the Republicans right now at a time when Republicans aren't very popular and the president's not very popular. And the economic battle here, which we wage in this survey and which I believe comes out to the advantage of the Democrats, is all theoretical. It's waiting for the party and leaders to take up the challenge. There's a big opportunity for the Democrats. They have not yet engaged on the economy.
There is good news for Democrats in the survey. By 47% to 40%, respondents said they would choose the Democrat for Congress over the Republican. But still, Democrats will have to come up with a compelling message on the economy and find a way to keep it the focus of the next campaign. In the last two elections, the president and the GOP have been skillful at making the debate about national security and terrorism. Will that happen again? Greenberg thinks enough time has passed since 9/11 to make the Republicans' task more difficult.
I'm sure the president will try, but I question whether security alone will be able to drive these economic worries away.
Glenn Bolger.
Well, keep in mind, for example, the Patriot Act is up for renewal, and I think that helps put security issues back on the forefront, and we know how uncomfortable the Democratic Party is with that and with the Patriot Act, and yet we also know how strongly the public supports the Patriot Act overall. So, you know, that's a debate that's going to accrue to Republicans' favor on security issues.
For now, Democrats can hope the economy rises as a source of public dissatisfaction. But as last week's bombings in London showed again, events can change the mix of voters' emotions overnight. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.